If you got a couple minutes, stick with me because I'm about to head around the world to see what God's up to. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's a reason to hope behind each of today's headlines, and the next one is no exception. The U.S. State Department's latest International Religious Freedom Report puts a human face to the suffering of millions. Using Asia Bibi to make its case, the report's findings suggest that Pakistan is among the worst violators of religious freedom. Open Doors' David Curry says,
this year they're adding 8 more to that list. Countries like Central African Republic, Iraq, and Nigeria. Primarily, they're calling out Pakistan this year.
The findings are supposed to help dictate U.S. policy, sanctions, and more. However, Curry says it's only as effective as the State Department wants it to be.
Thus far, it hasn't had much impact because the State Department has to carry out the implications of the report.
So what can we do? We can pray. Now, and on Sunday, November 1st, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church.
These are real people. They have family. These are not numbers on a page. Pray for those who are in chains, as if it were yourself. These are our blood relatives. Let's pray for them on the International Day of Prayer and throughout the year.
You can also be praying for the European refugee crisis. A Christian Aid mission partner in Spain says it's actually creating an opportunity to share the gospel. Many people, including Muslims, are embracing the hope of Christ. But others are joining mosques that promote extremism. So how can you help? Well, first, pray that God would place people like Christian Aid's partner in the paths of these refugees. And second, support of these missionaries makes it so they can take the good news to the people. You're listening to Mission Network News. On an unrelated note, open source has forever changed the way we do business and find information. It's also changing the way that Bible translation is done, too. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith.
The complete Bible is now available in this unlocked version, and we'll be immediately working on translating this into about 48 gateway languages, which will make this accessible to bilingual speakers.
Open source materials are automatically released into the public domain, which gets rid of things like royalties.
We see this as beginning the process that puts all of the tools that are needed for high-quality Bible translation in the hands of the church globally, and we certainly covet the prayers and the support of everybody who wants to see God's word moving forward among the nations.
Stick around to learn where you can find the new version. And sometimes sharing Jesus with vulnerable people is the best thing you can do. Take, for example, girls in India. Some have been married off as young as 5 years old. For the rest of their lives, they may live in abusive or slave-like conditions. They feel worthless and helpless. But Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is empowering women by offering adult literacy classes that can actually help with financial well-being. And through this, men and women are learning the value of a girl in God's eyes. It gives an entirely different meaning to girl power. Finally, church leaders in Europe have challenges of a different sort. Some say the whole region is actually post-Christian, and to an extent, this actually might be true. But God's at work in Scotland. Biblica's Carl Muller says,
there is a movement of God within these churches and in places that we would, maybe a decade or two ago, thought were beyond revival, where we're seeing God's Spirit move and people are actually turning to faith.
Biblica and the Scottish Bible Society are smack dab in the middle of it all. Last summer, they gave out scripture booklets throughout Scotland.
I think the final statistics were that we got into about 25% of all the homes in Scotland with a copy of God's Word. And the responses of people to that touch of scripture was just remarkable.
Find ways to respond to this story and the others you've just heard at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.